is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
See him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in the home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find a numerous amount of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory, remember right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that witnessed this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
God bless you in Radio Land. God bless to all my father's children, for as far as my voice can be heard once again, friends. This is Reverend Gregory here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. Call a friend. Call a neighbor, tell them to turn their radios on, friends. Whether you have trouble in that home, problems on that job, situations that are unnatural or natural, physical problems, my friends. Telephone number, my friends, 404-212-2444. Write it down, my friends. Some right now are sitting in financial dire. Some right now have trouble with that physical body, that arthritis, that gout, that diabetes, it's that nature that's on vacation. Yes, friends, this is Reverend Gregory right here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. Telephone number, friends, get your pencils and paper ready. Don't try to memorize it, before you know it, old Satan gets busy. You can't remember your own telephone number. Oh, my God. Yes, friends, some right now are wondering how they can stop those evildoers from coming around them. Some right now, my friends, have problems for things that they don't want around them. Some have been delivered and are trusting in God and saying, well, I thank God for being here on another day. You know, my friends, you know, since we've been cast for all, we have to watch as well as pray. Now, friends, some right now are dealing with witchcraft and voodoo and hoodoo. You know, and been different places trying to turn it around. It seems that every time they come up that ladder two steps, they have to come back down one. I want you, my friends, not to forget to pray over everything you do. Give that ear to prayer, my friends. Some are dealing with wickedness throughout the midst of everywhere they go. On that job, wondering why they're so jealous. Around that neighborhood, coming to your door, sprinkling it down. Some say, well, Rev, if I had peace in my home, I'd be just all right. Just redemption. And some, my friends, are trying to find the wisdom that God has put down for us to enjoy this life. Oh my God. Now those of you, my friends, that have that physical problem, I want you, my friends, to know that back in the days of old, there used to be someone that can always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back, come back, boil it, steep it, and strain it so they can get back in the fields the next day. Different herbal remedies, my friends, for your skin. Different herbal remedies, my friends, for that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, stopping that swelling and that pain in that body. Oh, my God. Now, again, friends, that telephone number, write it down. 404-21. Busy friends, you may dial me right back. Again, that's 404-212-2444. Oh my God. Those of you that are writing, friends, get that pencil and paper ready, friends. Get that pencil and paper ready. When you write, you put that prayer request down. And my God, I want to hear back from you, letting us know how your situation has turned around and changed. We've been here a mighty long time with you, and especially you across the country. But today, friends, I'm asking you, my friends, to give up and to pray over everything that you do, my friends. Oh, my friends. Now, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Again, that's Reverend Gregory, Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 303.
Now tell me what's been going on since we sent that out to you. How are you coming along?
Well, a lot of changes came in my sex life. I've been getting up, most like I'm supposed to, and I've been having much problems with them either. I have woke up in the night with a right, go back to sleep, wake up the next morning, do it again. Am I having much of it?
Yeah, if anybody else had a nature problem, what would you tell them? About how we worked things, and it didn't take a long time either, did it? Uh-huh. And it also rebuilt your system.
That's right.
You really don't have to take no more, you know that. But you know I want you to.
Okay.
Yeah, you fix it up yourself.
Right.
All right. Yeah, I just needed that other test. It's all right if I record this, ain't it?
Oh, yeah.
All right. What do you think?
Now, my friends, again, write that telephone number down. That's 404-212-2444.
All right.
Huh?
All right. My hand and feet don't swell
anymore
like they were.
Oh, you start swelling. I forgot about that. So now you don't have more swelling either, huh?
And the body is gone.
The body aches?
The body aches.
Uh-huh.
Where is it?
They're gone.
Okay.
All right. You told me that now you have a little warm feeling all through your body. You feel like it?
I feel my body. I touched by more. Mm-hmm. And my blood was up higher than it was because I had no blood to take.
Mm-hmm.
The lady said that it's better than it
was. She said what now?
She said it's
better.
Okay.
It's okay now. But before you had low blood pressure. Beg your pardon?
Oh my God. Now, my friend, I'm going to ask that you join us, my friends, for just 1 minute of silence. If you're on the job or driving, don't close your eyes. But let's fill the skies for as far as my voice can be heard with just 1 minute of silence. Lay your hand on the radio. Hug your child. Hold your friend's hand. Lay your hand on that Bible just for a minute. Just 1 minute of silent prayer. The blood of Christ in the name of Jesus, my friends. Join us for just 1 minute of silent prayer. Friends, I know that some are right now working against those of that are working the works of iniquity. But today, friends, I'm asking you, my friends, not to give up. I'm asking you, my friends, to step out on faith. Don't put off for tomorrow for what you can do today, for tomorrow is not promised to us. Now again, my friends, that telephone number, my friends, is 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, my friends, you just dial me right back, and I'll be here at the prayer office all throughout the day with you, and especially you that are in need, no matter what that one is. If it's a court case pending, I'll show you, my friends, that God is there with you if you have, yes, that faith of a grain of mustard seed, my friends. Don't want you to forget that phone number, friends. Write it down, 404-212-2444. Let that rest in your heart today, for all throughout the day we're asking you to pray over that problem. My friend, those of you that are bringing up children, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you haven't. Oh, yes, my friends, I'll be here throughout the day asking you not to give up. Yes, those of you that want to dress around that home, when you write me, my friend, I'm going to send you a bottle of that Master Stroke oil, a cross, and a prayer cloth for you to keep with you to keep those